The so-called 300-foot ordinance requires food trucks to get written, notarized permission from nearby brick-and-mortar restaurants in order to operate. Otherwise, the city could fine them $2,000 a day or shut them down. Attorney at the Institute for Justice, Arif Panju, says this ordinance has already had a big impact on some entrepreneurs.
They're forced to shut down under this law if a new restaurant opens within 300 feet away, even though they were there first. They're forced to shut down even if they're on private property, even if they're on their own land or if they lease property.
Such was the case for Rafael Lopez. His truck, El Bandera Jalisco, is parked on his property in front of his restaurant. But no signature from the Chinese restaurant next door meant getting shut down earlier this year. Others have found ways to keep their doors open that have come at a cost. Ricardo Quintanilla owns and operates Tacos El Regio Dos on the northeast side of town.
In this particular case, my case, I have to pay extortion to a person in order to operate. Otherwise, he wouldn't give me permission to operate.
Quintanilla says he even has a contract with the bar next door stipulating the agreement. He's not participating in the lawsuit, but supports the effort. The suit was officially filed Tuesday by the Institute for Justice, who says they've had luck overturning similar ordinances in other cities. Virginia Elvino, Texas Public Radio News.